Penguin Random House Audio presents Tiny Little Thing by Beatrice Williams. Read for you by Kathleen McInerney. Tiny, 1966, Cape Cod, Massachusetts. The first photograph arrives in the mail on the same day that my husband appears on television at the Medal of Honor ceremony. It's accompanied by the customary note written in block capital letters. By now I know enough about politics, and about my husband's family, I suppose, to suspect this isn't a coincidence. There's no return address, of course there wouldn't be, would there? But the envelope was postmarked yesterday in Boston, and the stamps are George Washington, 5 cents each. A plain manila envelope, letter size, of the sort they use in offices. I flip it back and forth between my fingers, while my heart bounds and rebounds against my ribs. "Tiny, my dear." It's my husband's grandmother, calling from the living room. "Aren't you going to watch the ceremony?" She has a remarkable way of forming a sociable question into a court summons, and like a court summons, she can't be ignored. I smooth my hand against the envelope once, twice, as if I can evaporate the contents, poof, presto, in the stroke of a palm, and I slide it into one of the more obscure pigeonholes in the secretary, where the mail is laid every day by the housekeeper. "Yes, of course," I call back. The television has been bought new for the occasion. Generally, Granny Hardcastle frowns on modern devices. Even my husband, Franklin, has to hide in the attic in order to listen to Red Sox games on the radio. The wireless, she calls it, a little disdainfully, though she's not necessarily averse to Sinatra or Glenn Miller in the evenings, while she sits in her favorite chintz chair in the living room and drinks her small glass of cognac. "It drowns out the sound of the ocean," she says, which I can never quite comprehend. In the first place, you can't drown out the ocean when it flings itself persistently against your shore, wave after wave, only 50 yards past the shingled walls of your house, no matter how jazzy the trumpets backing up Mr. Sinatra. In the second place, why would you want to? I pause at the tray to pour myself a glass of lemonade. I add a splash of vodka, but only a tiny one. "Have they started yet?" I ask, trying to sound as cool as I look. The vodka, I've found, is a reliable refrigerant. "No, they're trying to sell me Clorox." Granny Hardcastle stubs out her cigarette in the silver ashtray next to her chair. She smokes habitually, but only in front of women, and chews on her irony. "Lemonade? No, thank you. I'll have another cigarette, though." I make my way to the sofa and open the drawer in the lamp table, where Mrs. Hardcastle keeps the cigarettes, our little secret. I shake one out of the pack and tilt my body toward the television set, feigning interest in bleach, so that Franklin's grandmother won't see the wee shake of my fingers as I strike the lighter and hold it to the tip of the cigarette. These are the sorts of details she notices. I hand her the lit cigarette. "Sit down," she says. "You're as restless as a cat." There. Do you see what I mean? Just imagine spending the summer in the same house with her. You'd be slipping the vodka into your lemonade in no time, trust me. The French doors crash open from the terrace. "Has it started yet?" asks one of the cousins, Constance, probably, before they all clatter in, brown-limbed, robed in pinks and greens, smelling of ocean and coconuts. "Not yet. Lemonade?" I pour out 4 or 5 glasses of lemonade while the women arrange themselves about the room. Most of them arrived as I did, at the beginning of summer, members of the annual exodus of women and children from the Boston suburbs. Some of them have flown in from elsewhere for the occasion. The men, with a few exceptions, are at work. This is a Wednesday, after all, and will join us tomorrow for a celebratory dinner to welcome home the family hero. I pour a last glass of lemonade for Frank's 4-year-old niece, Nancy, and settle myself into the last remaining slice of the sofa, ankles correctly crossed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?